Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Everybody in the studio is very nervous, and there's no reason for you to be nervous because these aren't your reviews. These are the reviews of real product users. Like, Rachel, you're up first. This isn't your review of the Bic for Her medium scale ballpoint pen.
Oh my God.
That's right. There is a pen just for women. Okay. There. This,
thank God.
This is
so hard before.
Yeah. This is a review, a 5-star review by a person, a woman named A Keen Skier.
A keen skier.
So if you're,
okay.
If you're,
intern Rachel, this is for college credit, so do it well. Okay.
So if you're in the market for
leading up to this.
If you're in the market for a ladies only pen, pay attention.
All right. My husband has never allowed me to write as he doesn't want me touching men's pens. However, when I saw this product, I decided to buy it using my pocket money. So far it has been fabulous. Once I had learned to write. The feminine color and the grip size, which was more suited to my delicate little hands, has enabled me to vent thoughts about new recipe ideas, sewing, and gardening. My husband is less pleased with this product as he believes it will lead to more independence, and he hates the feminine tingling sensation, along with the visions of fairies and rainbows he gets whenever he picks it up.
That is a review.
What did I just read?
The Bic for Her medium point ballpoint pen.
I love the snark.
So good.
All right. Amanda, would you like to read a review of the 571B banana slicer?
Absolutely.
Just so you know what this is, so you can visualize it.
Oh, I know what a banana slicer is.
Okay, it's a piece of plastic.
Oh, yeah.
Shaped like a banana with little blades that run across it, so you can easily slice a banana, which is typically very challenging, but in one fell swoop. So, Amanda, please share the review for the 571B banana slicer.
What can I say about the 571B banana slicer that hasn't already been said about the wheel, penicillin, or the iPhone? This is one of the greatest inventions of all time. My husband and I would argue constantly over who had to cut the day's banana slices. It's one of those chores no one wants to do. You know? The one I spent the entire day rearing our children. Maybe you can pitch in a little and cut these bananas. And of course, you think I have the energy to slave over your damn bananas? I worked a 12-hour shift just to come home to this? These are the things that can destroy an entire relationship. It got to the point where our children could sense the tension. The minute I heard our 6-year-old girl in her bedroom reenacting our daily banana fight with her Barbie dolls, I knew we had to make a change. That's when I found the 571B banana slicer. Our marriage has never been healthier, and we even incorporated it into our lovemaking. Thanks, 571 banana slicer.
Wow. All right.
That is three words you don't want in the same sentence. Lovemaking banana slicer. Okay, and Janine, you will be reading a review of the children's book, Where is Baby's Belly Button?
I think I have this.
Okay, good. So, Jen, you might be familiar with it because the cover of the book is a young child.
Uh-huh.
And she is lifting up her shirt just enough to show off her belly button.
Yeah, it's a lift the flap book.
Yeah,
we have this.
Okay, perfect. Where is Baby's Belly Button? A review is read by Janine.
1 out of 5 stars. Do not buy this book. You can see the ending right on the cover. This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding baby's belly button. The title makes this much clear from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There is no twist. baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be on baby's stomach, right where it clearly shows you it is on the cover of the book. This plot is a complete mess as a result of its reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize that the belly button was in plain sight all along. There is no conflict, there is no character development, and there is scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote this book must have a serious error in judgment, because you would have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. One of the worst pieces of literature I have ever read.
1 out of 5 stars.
You have to say the title like it's intended. Where is baby's belly button?
I think it's great that you have that book, Jen. Okay, I saved the best for last, Jen. We'll come back in just a second, and you will be reading a review of one of our favorite products. Sugar-free Haribo gummy bears.
Oh, these are the best.
If you don't know about this tasty treat, all you need to realize going into this next review is that for many people, they cause severe intestinal distress.
Oh, this is going to be good.
And the Amazon reviewers love to share that.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1. Jen is about to read an Amazon review for these sugar-free gummy bears. I think it's probably important to share this before Halloween. Because, you know, people will be snacking, whatever, and they're like, wow, I'm eating a lot of crappy food, no pun intended. And maybe I should try to do some stuff sugar-free. Well, it appears that these gummy bears cause intestinal distress. The sugar-free version cause intestinal distress in some users. And they've shared that on Amazon.
Amazon reviews are the best. The snarky ones are my favorite. I love them so much. Okay, so this is for the customer review. 1 out of 5 stars. What is it for, Jeff?
They're Haribo. Am I saying that right? Haribo brand sugar-free gummy bears.
Just don't. Unless it's a gift for someone you hate. By Christine. It's a verified purchase. Oh, man. Words cannot express what happened to me after eating these. The gummy bear cleanse. If you are someone that can tolerate the sugar substitute, enjoy. If you are like the dozens of people that tried my order, run. First of all, for taste, I would rate these a 5. So good. Soft, true-to-taste fruit flavors like the sugar variety. I was a happy camper. But, or should I say, but with 2 T's. Not long after eating about 20 of these, all hell broke loose. I had a gastrointestinal experience like nothing I've ever imagined. Cramps. Sweating, bloating beyond my worst nightmare. I've had food poisoning from some bad shellfish, and that was almost like a skip in the park compared to what was going on inside of me. Then came the flatulence. Heavens to Murgatroyd. The sounds like trumpets calling the demons back to hell. The stench like 1,000 rotten corpses vomited. I couldn't stand to stay in one room for fear of succumbing to my own odors. But wait, there's more. What came out of me felt like someone tried to funnel Niagara Falls through a coffee straw. I swear my sphincters were screaming. It felt like my delicate starfish was a gaping maw projectile vomiting a torrential flood of toxic waste, 100% liquid, flammable liquid napalm.
You keep reading it like it's a poem.
It was actually a bit humorous for a nanosecond, as it was just beyond anything I could imagine possible. Then in all caps, and it went on for hours. I felt violated when it was over, which I think might have been sometime in the early morning of the next day. There was stuff coming out of me that I ate at my wedding in 2005. Amazon review. From Christine, 1 out of 5 stars for those Haribo gummy bears.
Keep that in mind as you make your selections for Halloween this year.
Woo!
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.